Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute. This week we are taking on Netflix's Resident Evil. If you forgive my voice, I just got back from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, had the most wonderful vacation I've had in a really long time. Northern Michigan, the UP in particular, is very beautiful, and yet it left me with a parting gift. I have COVID, I feel like crap, but I'm still going to record some episodes because I have kind of a backfill I've written a lot of these episodes already. I just have to get them recorded and get them put out. And I'm currently bored in isolation. And this actually brings me a lot of joy to produce these episodes. So I'm going to try to do that for over the next couple of days here. So the first one up on the deck here is Resident Evil. Like I said, it's on Netflix. It came out a couple weeks back now, I believe. It's got a runtime of 8 episodes, about 40 to 50 minutes each. Quick casting is Lance Reddick, Samara Smart, and the rating is MA for obvious reasons. Boy, wouldn't that be terrible, or a G-rated Resident Evil? Hi, you! Well, you couldn't even do it. I'm not going to even try to... I was trying to be something funny there, and I don't want to. You know what? Let's jump right into it. 60 seconds on the clock for Resident Evil. What's it about? This one continues the Resident Evil video game, or to TV or movie saga. The man-made virus ravages the world. I believe this one takes place after the events of Raccoon City. Why to watch it? If you're a fan of the games and the previous movies, you'll probably like this one as well. There are a couple surprises in this one that might make it worthwhile for you, and probably you alone. Why to skip it? Basically everything else. I took turns between saying this was the worst thing that Netflix ever created, and then, oh wait, there's something to build upon. Episodes 1 and 2 were really bad. 3 and 4 were good. Then 5 and 6 were really bad. Then 7 and 8 were meh. Every time they did something right, they immediately pivoted and went to somewhere else, and I don't really know why, and it just fell flat. The timeline jumping back and forth did not work for me, and I thought it could have been done much better. They highlighted some of the creatures from Resident Evil's franchise, but then offered no depth with them, and it frustrated me even more. For example, some of the liquor scenes were great, and then yet they never mentioned them again. What an absolute shame. What a wasted opportunity. Rating out of 10. I ended with a 2.0 on this one. The really bad scenes really outweighed the good ones, and it's really a shame. I had big hopes for this, but it was an absolute letdown for me. What did you think about the Resident Evil? Can video games ever be made and be good on TV and movies? Sonic, first one was good. Second one was terrible. There's been others that just don't work, and most of them fall flat like this one. It makes me really worried for like the upcoming Fallout series. I'm a big Fallout video game fan, and I have big hopes for that one, but I have a feeling it's going to let me down. Maybe I should just temper my expectations and I won't be let down. As always, thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend. It's the only way to truly grow the podcast, and I really appreciate it. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we jump into the Resident Evil franchise, then jump right back out immediately. Wait, what?